A Christian medical ministry brings the power of hope to North Korea. Global Hands are helping flood victims in Mexico, and believers are having an impact on communities in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea appears to be opening doors to the outside world as they struggle to cope with the effects of poverty. International Aid's Mark Heidenberg says they're partnering with a group who's been granted access because of their medical work. On this trip, the team focused on improving the inadequacy at some of the hospitals.
Not one of the hospitals out of the four I visited had running water. Can you imagine not having restroom facilities in a hospital? And not one of these hospitals had running water, and most of them only had sporadic power of only maybe 3 hours per day.
Heidenberg says this is one area that opens to an avenue of ministry.
We did run electrical lines, put in generators, put new panels in, and surgery lights and medical devices. And then I was also able to spend quite a bit of time with the physicians and nurses and share how to operate this machine, and in many ways was indirectly able to witness of Christ.
Next, Mexico's Tabasco State will continue relief efforts under an epidemic alert. The concerns over a waterborne disease outbreak will remain in place for another 2 to 3 months, depending on how fast the waters recede. At the invitation of Samaritan's Purse, HCJB Global Hands sent in a medical team. HCJB's Brad Quist.
In recent days, we've been going out with church organizations to outlying communities to provide medical assistance, but also the churches are providing food and water and clothing as well.
It's the area's worst flooding in 40 years. The floods forced about 1 million people to flee. Quist says their team is dealing with the unseen needs by extending the hope of the gospel.
They've lost their sense of direction in life, and in fact, the public health authorities have reported a spike in suicide attempts and suicides in the area. And so we've been able to meet with people and talk to them about their losses, encourage them, pray with them, and encourage them to find meaning and purpose in Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 125 Gospel for Asia workers are helping cyclone victims in Bangladesh. They're distributing food, blankets, and other emergency supplies to those affected by the storm. Many GFA families and four churches have been affected. The death toll from Cyclone Sitter has already topped 3,000 and will go higher. The cyclone also wiped out an estimated 95% of the rice crop, the main source of food. Pray that God will use GFA workers to help physically and spiritually. Meanwhile, in the last month, Voice of the Martyrs reports that attacks on Indian Christians have put two pastors in danger. Hindu militants reportedly attacked the first pastor because of prayer. He was detained after reporting the incident. The second pastor was called to a meeting by the village about the construction of a new church. He was then beaten by 50 militants and later hospitalized for internal injuries. Pray that the Indian Christians would be able to respond to their persecutors with love and grace. And community impact may be the only way to change hearts and minds in many communities around the United States. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is hoping their Community Impact Weeks will do just that.
All of us know a lot of people that we work with or go to school with or live around, or even family members who really, it looks like they'll never go to a religious meeting to hear a religious speaker talk on a religious subject. They are what we might call post-Christian people. They're not going to be reached in a traditional religious event.
Hutchcraft says Community Impact Weeks are simple yet difficult at the same time.
Mobilizing Christians to be rescuers and having rescue events in places where lost people feel safe, where we're talking about a need they care about, in a language they can understand, but the gospel clearly presented.
In Minnesota recently, the community impact outreach included parenting and business seminars, comedy for college students, and youth outreaches for kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.